This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That's right, it is Free Talk Live, and we are kicking off the third hour of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And nobody.
You are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. That's what we do on Free Talk Live. And we were in the previous hour and the hour before that talking about schools in Illinois, government schools in Illinois, using a confinement system. Rubber rooms, basically, for kids and
cages.
Well, yeah, I mean, and if you don't like that particular behavior, well, you should stop funding the government schools, right? No, not really.
Well, you can, but they'll take your house, and if you try and stop them, they'll kill you.
Right. And that's how it works. And ultimately, it is a... it's a little scary, this idea. Well, here from the Union Leader, that's the big newspaper in New Hampshire, right out of Manch Vegas, as they like to call it around here, Manchester. Gilmanton, I don't know where that is, do you? There's lots of little towns in New Hampshire.
I got nothing.
Gilmanton man sues not to pay school portion of tax bill as he has no kids enrolled.
Nice.
Laconia. Well, so there it is, up near Laconia. A Gilmanton man has filed suit against the town, claiming that he should not be forced to pay the school portion of his municipal tax bill because he has no children enrolled. Joseph S. Haas of 67 Mountain Road filed a complaint in Belknap County Superior Court seeking $12,952 from the town, claiming that on Halloween 2018, he gave the town's tax collector notice that there's no child or children attending the local government schools, asserting that the tax bill was an invoice for goods or services received. Haas has filed for an abatement with the selectman and was denied. In addition to seeking the return of the education portion of his tax bill, Haas is also asking the court to issue an injunction barring the town treasurer from paying to SAU 79 the monies either legally and or unlawfully taken by the town, In response to the suit, the town noted that, as Haas has in several cases before Belknap Superior Court and the Board of Land and Tax Appeals, asserted claims that the local and statewide education levy components of the town's tax bill are illegal and unconstitutional. According to the town, Haas makes no allegation that his property is disproportionately assessed or that he is unable to pay the tax bill, and as a result, fails to state a tax abatement claim for which relief might be granted. Because in New Hampshire, if you can't pay your tax bill, then they'll give you some kind of poverty abatement. And if your house is assessed improperly, then you can, have that looked at. But, some towns will have kind of a little discount for being a veteran, and that's about it. In Florida, they have...
But you can't get conscientious objector status.
No, that's interesting. The conscientious objector is something that's reserved for, those that might participate in the military, but not when it comes to funding the state.
Yeah, and it's kind of weird because you can be a conscientious objector from fighting a war, but not from waging
paying for it,
And you wage a war by paying the soldiers to go out and kill people.
Yes.
And I object. I'm not going to do that.
And the Quakers have several times, other war protesters, but Quakers generally are considered some of these, they'll withhold paying that portion of their taxes, or they'll voluntarily be below the poverty level in order to not have to pay taxes. A variety of systems that they have for... not making enough money or not paying the government.
Yeah. Poverty and working off the books, pretty much works for me. I had an unbroken record of no taxes since 1999, but last year I filed for the first time. The reason is because I had to take an on-the-books job, and so they already had my money. The question was, am I going to take it back?
Right.
And so for the same reasons that I try to avoid paying it, I took it back.
Yeah, I don't have a particular problem with that. I mean, some people don't want to give their, any more paperwork to the government, and that's fine, too.
Yeah.
But in New Hampshire, for instance, they do have this child seclusion thing. They're probably not doing it nearly as often as they are in Illinois in the article we just read in the previous couple of hours. And if you didn't hear that, you can always go to archives.freetalklive.com. We have every episode there labeled, and you can get it for free. Going back for 17 years, I think, archives.freetalklive.com. Our attorney, Justin L. Passy of Donahue, Tucker, and Cinadella, Portsmouth, his lawyer's office, asserted on behalf of the town that Gilmanton's tax assessment of the property is proportional and reasonable and asked the court to dismiss the case. Now, you were talking about conscientious objector status, Rich. What if you objected to this seclusion tactic that they use in schools? Shouldn't you be able to withhold your funding from a school that uses a school district that can use this?
I certainly think so, and for that matter, if you object to the police shooting people down like dogs in the street, you should be able to withhold that portion. There's a lot of things that we should be able to withhold for.
It's interesting that the government says that they fund the things that wouldn't be funded in their absence, but, I mean, it seems like people want education and security. If they were worth it, wouldn't the people pay for it?
Certainly, and it would be a lot cheaper because, to educate kids, all you need are teachers, a principal, and a janitor. That's if you're going to go the school route and do mass education.
Some
that's
what kids do the janitor's work.
That's common in Japan and other places. But the thing is, anything on top of that, any local school district, that's a cost without a benefit. The State Department of Education, cost without a benefit. Federal Department of Education, cost without a benefit. They don't do anything to educate kids. They just tell people what to do. And most of the time, what they tell them is lunacy.
So according to this lawyer, in response to the complaint made by Haas, the guy who does not want to pay for school since he doesn't have any kids, his arguments bear a resemblance to several other complaints he's filed against the town of Gilmanton and the town of Boscawen in Superior Court, and which revolve around the core argument that the municipality's assessment of state and local education taxes are illegal or unconstitutional. To the town's knowledge, all of his Haas's other cases have been dismissed. Haas, who is representing himself, has requested a jury trial and has asked the judge to allow other taxpayers to join in the case should they choose. I think that'd be interesting. I really think it's wrong to charge people for other people's kids. I mean, what about my dog? He's got to eat. Why aren't you people paying for my dog's dog food?
Yeah.
And when we're talking about education, now in the modern age, you can get an education online. Education is free currently.
Yeah.
And just about, if they wanted to, I mean, currently there are online schools, if they wanted to open these up to kids to learn online, they could. That would fill their mandate for educating the masses or whatever, but it wouldn't fill the traditional role of schools, which is middle-class welfare babysitting day prisons.
No.
And, I mean, my son, for years and years, didn't go to a school and read and did math and all those things. If he could read, should he thank a teacher? Well, no. He shouldn't. He should thank the baby reading kit that taught him to read when he was like 19 months old.
Wow. So did you teach him to read, or did he? Did you just sit him down with the stuff?
Well, there was the baby reading kit thing, and there were some flashcards, some videos. He didn't get to watch any videos but those videos at the time. He wasn't allowed to watch TV at all. And so he was excited about that. You know, any video he could watch. Free Talk Live.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You know, I've always been high energy, you know, just going, going, going. And I turned 40 last November, and I was tired all the time. Now, taking the balance of nature, I just feel good. You know, I have energy when I get home to still wrestle with my kids and do the honeydews at home. Nice. I can tell that it just restored me to feeling normal, which is great.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Call in, talk about whatever you want. As well, we got a couple of people on the line here. I want to tell you real quick about Anarchapulco. Where do you want to be in late February? Well, in the freezing cold north of the United States, or beautiful Acapulco, Mexico, with Ron Paul, John McAfee, Sherry Peel Jackson, Doug Casey, Freeway Rick Ross, Del Bigtree, Jeff Berwick, Larkin Rose. The list goes on here. It just keeps on going. So many people. It's such a fun event. And Acapulco, we've gone for, I think, the last 3 years. And I've been to, I think this is the seventh one, which means that I would have been at six of them so far. Great event, and it's in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico, and it's from February the 13th through the 16th. They've got the resort there. They're talking about entrepreneurship, investment, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, personal relationship, everything that anybody who cares about liberty would care about. And just go use promo code FTL when you sign up at anarchapulco.com. I believe there's a few more days on their discounted ticket, so go there now, anarchapulco.com, and get your tickets. Let's go to Brody calling in from Utah. Here, let me figure this thing out. Brody, you're on Free Talk Live.
Great. Hey, yeah, the reason I'm calling, and I hope you forgive me if I explain this poorly, but is because I want to talk about what I think is the most important issue for liberty, and it kind of goes along the lines of what you guys were just talking about. And what that is I don't hear anybody in the liberty community really talking about this. Maybe I'm wrong, maybe you guys have. But what it is really just asking the government to to dispute an issue with the government and ask them to have an independent private resolution service, or use a private resolution service to resolve the dispute.
So if you have a problem with the government, try to get them to use some kind of arbitration service?
Correct. Because okay. it's like this guy you're talking about who's having a problem with paying taxes for schools. Well, he's asking the government. It goes along the lines of the rule of law states that you have to have an independent tribunal or independent judge.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And so you can't have rule of law if one of the parties in a dispute gets to decide the dispute, which right. is what happens with all governments is, if, you know, they send me a property tax bill. If I go and dispute it, well, they say, well, yeah, you can use our system. So we need to be explaining to them, oh, okay, great. If I sent you a bill, would you come to my system? Would you let me be the judge? Because that's ridiculous. That's idiotic. Yeah. It's stupid. And I don't hear anybody, like, I don't hear the Libertarian Party talking about this, trying to fight for our right to have an actual independent dispute resolution service to resolve the dispute between us and the government if we don't believe the government has the right to make and enforce laws.
Well, the argument has definitely been made by Keene people in court.
Keene, New Hampshire.
That the people, activists who have worked with us, basically the process was rigged because the judge and the prosecution were working for the same people.
Yeah, they get their paychecks from the same folks.
And sure. Unfortunately, we haven't made much headway with that argument.
Strangely, the people that would let the case go off to arbitration don't want to let go of the power that they have either.
Yeah, so the unfortunate thing is the only way to make them do that would be to change statute, which means, again, you can only change that by going and asking the government. So I like the idea of having completely independent arbiters, though. I just think we're going to have to burn down the government that we have before that ever has a chance of happening. But it's certainly a nice vision not to have the people who are sworn to control your life also controlling who wins disputes about how they control your life.
Right. The thing is, and I understand people have been making those arguments, but I think what people need to do is not necessarily make the argument, but just ask them, hey, I have a dispute with your organization. that's not fair that your organization gets to decide the dispute, I don't think. So I think, you know, what about having a private arbiter resolve our dispute? You know, I just don't hear anybody actually asking for a private arbiter. As
I would feel a little ridiculous ringing up the ladies at the town hall and saying, you know, ring, ring. Mm-hmm. Who would I talk to about having an independent arbiter settle my dispute with the town?
Sure, sure.
And, I would say the thing
they're not
you'd
the government,
want to
they're just
do,
the bureaucrat. You know?
If you could find an arbiter who is willing to take on the job,
I'll do it.
What I would do is have them handle it the same way they would handle any other arbitration, where the parties were not regularly doing business with each other, which is say, okay, well, I feel I have a claim against this person. Could you reach out to them and see if you can get them to come to arbitration with me?
Who would they even send?
I would make my claim against the chief executive because the buck stops with him.
In most towns in New Hampshire, there isn't a chief executive. They have a selectman board of 3 or 5 selectmen. And so, I mean,
that's the legislature. The executive power in Keene, for example, is split between the mayor, who gets very little of it, and the town manager, the city manager, who gets the lion's share of the authority. I ran for mayor, so I actually read the city charter because I figured I should know what it said. So it would be the city manager or a subordinate manager, like you might try to arbitrate against the guy who ran the jail or the chief of police. But my guess is, no matter who your arbitrator was, that person and whoever you brought it against, that person would just say, well, they don't have any authority, so I'm not going to do that.
So, Brody, do you have any insight about implementation? I agree with your point that the government deciding whether or not the government is liable is a really terrible system. How would we implement this idea?
Well, and that's what I was kind of getting out of the first as well, is that I don't hear a whole lot about it in the liberty community. And so I think the main thing is get the word out, because obviously if it's just myself or just you yourself, they're going to ignore you. I mean, my plan I'm kind of thinking of is start actually going to my direct neighbors and talking to them about it. Maybe call into the city and record a conversation, get it on TikTok, see if I can get people excited about it. But the word's got to get out.
Huh. Well, hey, if you do any of that, please come to our Discord server and post about it so we find out about it, because I will definitely promote what you're doing.
Thanks for the call. Free Talk Live.
Thank you.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During the impeachment hearing of President Trump on Capitol Hill,
this is a seminal moment in our investigation, and the evidence you have brought forward is deeply significant and troubling.
House Committee Chairman Adam Schiff reacting to Ambassador Gordon Sondland, who said that there was a quid pro quo for Ukraine from the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, demanding the investigation of Trump rivals.
Mr. Giuliani's requests were a quid pro quo for arranging a White House visit for President Zelensky.
The president denied the allegations before leaving for Texas.
I say to the ambassador in response, I want nothing.
I want no quid pro quo. Tell Zelensky, President Zelensky, to do the right thing.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And nobody.
855-450-3733. Pope Nobody the First. ElectNobody.com. What are you running for now? What mischief are you up to?
Running for New Hampshire governor. And my promises include a pardon for every victimless crime in New Hampshire history.
Wow, there you go. I wonder if you could do that in one statement, or you just have to spend all day signing pardons.
If I die of writer's cramp, I die.
Are you going to be at Forkfest this year?
I'm going to be at Forkfest. Oh, absolutely.
What do you like the best about Forkfest?
I like the thing I like about Forkfest is it is so relaxing because there is no, like, there isn't any authority there to irritate me. Not even pork rangers.
You're talking about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, of which Forkfest is a fork of.
Indeed.
So a fork of pork fest.
Indeed. They told us to go fork ourselves, so we did.
And indeed we have.
Not true. We still go to Porkfest.
The beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. So check out Forkfest.party. It's a great event, just a camping festival. Nobody's in charge, but you're in charge of you. And some people throw parties, some people serve food, people do all kinds of things.
It's like anarchy.
Well, you decide. It's Forkfest.party. Let's go to Mike calling in from Washington. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you guys. You know, this is turning out, I'm really glad that I listened to this show. Now, I'm an older guy, so
join the club.
I wanted to talk about some numbers of, I would say, BS numbers I heard on the news today about the cost of an individual homeless person. And it
the
was
cost of a homeless person?
I didn't even know you could buy it.
It was a city that said this guy sleeping on our sidewalk costs us $30,000 a year. That's what we invest in him.
It, like, and how? Who?
Well, here, I'm on work-related Social Security disability. My income is $1,375 a month, less than $15,000 a year. I pay almost $700 for rent. I have none of that food stampy stuff. I do have free medical from the VA. How could that number be possible when I'm actually paying my own way?
About half of it.
$15,000 a year for one person. And they're saying that they're letting somebody sleep on the sidewalk. And so, in other words, is it bureaucracy that they're, cause I didn't go to high school. Isn't just the cost of their own bureaucracy and everybody trying to do this, and this to the tune of taxpayers spending $30,000? Or am I just stupid? Because I didn't go to high school.
Well, I'd like to know what they include in that number. What are the line items? I mean, are they counting?
It's not lodging. It's not lodging.
Well, yeah, clearly.
Right.
Is it the cost of the sidewalk he's sleeping on?
And the food literally does come from trash cans and churches, bless their hearts, for feeding people. I came from Aberdeen, Washington. It's a horrible situation. But that mayor from that town has lost his little reign of 4 years. He's 23 years old. Anyway, he's gone, so the new guy, will see what happens. But they had just invested over $500,000 in the homeless situation, and they're camped out in front of City Hall across people. But anyway, I heard that number.
Homelessness seems to be a much bigger problem on the West Coast than it is on the East Coast.
I don't know why, because it sucks for the weather here. Why would you want to? I mean, it's raining for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I would presume the reason is that there's got to be. So we have a very nice soup kitchen in Keene, New Hampshire, and we have a homeless issue.
Is it a no barrier soup kitchen?
I don't know how one labels.
Well,
soup
no
kitchens.
Barrier means it doesn't matter if you're strung out on heroin, you get a meal.
As I understand it, that's
I'm pretty sure they will feed anybody unless that person becomes a problem there.
Yeah.
People have been banned for getting in fights there, I know.
But otherwise...
Those are real people. Those are real people that do that, that feed like that. Those are awesome people.
And they've got that, but every surrounding town doesn't have a homeless problem. And...
Correct.
Towns that surround those towns don't really have homeless problems. The homeless people...
Right, because the services are there.
...go where the services are. And my presumption would be that the services on the West Coast are better than the services on the East Coast, so it attracts these folks that want these services. And... You know, as long as some people, different
migrants are going to make a difference there too, because California is a sanctuary state, Oregon is a sanctuary state, Washington is a sanctuary state, as I understand it, or at least their West Coast cities are sanctuaries. So that's going to, you know, I think there are going to be a lot of people who are here illegally who aren't going to want to leave that set of states.
When I was in Portland, they had tents on the sidewalk. And to get them out in front of the post office, they had to put an eviction notice up for like 14 days or something on a tent. I can assure you that
would... in Portland?
No, I was just there visiting.
I love Portland.
Portland's.
I'm gonna let somebody else get on here. But hey, how long do you think I could get the pork fest in a manual wheelchair from Gold Bar, Washington?
Well, you could, but you better start now.
How much time do I have?
Get a GoPro, document your journey. We had a guy ride a bike here from Portland, but we haven't had...
He walked. The guy,
the guy walked from Portland.
Florida.
Okay. Where did the guy ride the bike from?
A fishing pole on my wheelchair with a can, and I'll bet somebody would put... I just think it would be just neat. You know, I only have so many years, and... I'd like to go, but anyway, hey, you guys, thank you so much.
Well, thanks for calling.
Check out ForkFest.party. As I understand it, they do have...
I'm going there as soon as you're done. I'm going to go. That's where I'm headed.
Thanks for the call, Mike.
That's ForkFest.party.
Yeah, we have... they do ride shares, and people are coming from all over, so there may very well be somebody who's coming from there that doesn't mind sharing a ride for some gas. So, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Does ForkFest.party have a link to the Telegram group?
ForkFest.party is basically a link to everything. So there is a Telegram, which is a messaging app for ForkFest, and you can get involved there. So this gentleman who decided that he would file a lawsuit because he doesn't have kids in school and doesn't want to pay the school portion, and I think that's a reasonable complaint. Obviously, the the towns, the New Hampshire town that his complaint is filed against, does not agree. But he's quite a character. He is representing himself in this situation. He's requested a jury trial. He's asked the judge to allow other taxpayers to join in the case should they choose to. And I think all that's fine. In 2017, he made an unsuccessful bid for town treasurer, vowing to comply with state law, requiring collateral in coin and to dispense with checks as a form of payment. He's no stranger to challenging legal process in New Hampshire. The Telegraph, this newspaper, reported that Haas was accused of threatening future U.S. Senator Kelly Ayotte and her family in 2004 when she was a attorney general. Haas says he approached Ayotte about the speedy trial rule on behalf of a friend, and he said she rebuffed him and then made... he made the analogy of the Pharaoh facing plagues in the Bible's book of Exodus for not letting Moses and his chosen people go.
Did she ever actually prosecute him for threatening a plague of frogs? Because, you know, doesn't it have to be within the reasonable expected ability of a human for it to be a threat?
I can tell you that a listener of this show said he bought a gun and he was going to use it to shoot me in the back of the head, and the cops wanted nothing to do with the case.
Well, that was pretty vague what he said.
Yeah, and it's so vague. It's not like he's taken steps.
Yeah.
The remark was construed as a threat, he said, and he was arrested, but then released on bail. Of course, you're released on bail. That's what bail's for. That doesn't say anything about the disposition of the case. Whatever. 3 years later, the Telegraph reported Haas was convicted of criminally threatening city councilor Terry Dudley.
Is that really how they reported the end of the case, is he was released on bail?
Yeah, that's what it says here.
The charges must have been dropped then, because if he was neither acquitted nor convicted. Wow.
He used the expression, wise up or die, and invoked an image of Dante's Inferno in regards to Dudley, the guy that felt threatened to the city councilor, who opposed one of his initiatives. So, he's expressive. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the final segment. We might be able to squeeze your call in at 855-450-3733. Mark with you.
And nobody.
That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Got a story here from Gwinnett County, Georgia. A man on his way to a job interview said officers used a taser on him three times for jaywalking. Police say he refused verbal commands and physically resisted. So, this is an issue out there in the world. And it's one that I don't have to deal with. I jaywalk all the time. I look both ways. If there's not a car coming, zip, I go across the street. I do it in cities across America. And... you know, I try not to be. I try very hard not to be a hindrance to those people. Yeah, I yield the right of way to the people that have the right of way from my estimation, and I just get across the street. But there's this situation in the South that is claimed that black men have a heck of a time crossing streets without using the signals, and anybody who's had to cross the street knows that walking down 150 feet to the light, then crossing, waiting for the light, and then crossing there, then coming back the 150 feet, it's a lot harder than just zipping across the road when things are easier to do. Now, I've never been a black man, and I've never lived in Gwinnett County, Georgia, so I don't know what happened here.
But if I was the one, I wouldn't do the other. I'm pretty sure of that.
Well... this all began in March when the officers gave John Efford a jaywalking citation on Holcomb Bridge Road in Gwinnett County. Efford said that a couple of minutes later, the same officers approached him again, saying that he jaywalked again. He said that's when they refused to answer his question and began tasing him. I was terrified, said Efford. He was charged with two counts of obstruction and improper crossing of a roadway. Police said that Jones sent a use of force report that indicated that the level of force used was within its policy. It said that Efford refused to follow verbal commands and physically resisted. An officer's body cam video recorded the incident. Hands behind your back now, cuff him. You're going to get tased again, the officer is heard in a video. So this guy's on his way to a... job application or job interview, doesn't want to be hindered. I'm presuming the cams show what the police say because the WSB2...
Although frequently they don't. That's not really a safe assumption.
Well, I don't know.
Right.
The idea of going after somebody at jaywalking, I mean, what's the harm and where's the victim?
Yeah.
Is what I want to know. If I'm walking down the side of the road and the police want to, you know, be a problem and I'm like, hey, I don't want to talk to you right now. And you can do that. You don't have to talk to a police officer simply because they want to talk to you. You can just keep on walking. But if they decide to say you committed a crime, walking, you know, you're walking along the side of the road, jaywalking is an easy thing to claim.
Right.
And in my case, it would probably be true. I've jaywalked probably, you know, most weeks of my adult life.
Hmm. And it is a tried and true Southern law enforcement technique. They, for example, during the civil rights era, they started charging the activists with spitting on the sidewalk, which was a law on the books, but it never got enforced except for against civil rights activists. And eventually there were cases for what's called misuse of process, because they determined that this was being used just to harass civil rights demonstrators.
Right. I mean, and the civil rights movement actually did use jaywalking. They walk in the middle of the road from one location to the other to sort of, you know, make their plight known, mm-hmm. whatever the case is. I don't think, personally, I don't like the sort of activism that impedes traffic. So I wouldn't participate in that. But jaywalking, like, you know, when I say jaywalking, I mean not going to a light, not waiting for a little command from a little light to cross the street, and then, you know, basically taking the long way. Hmm. Now, when I'm here in Keene, New Hampshire, I know how these lights work. I know where they are, and I get the timing. I can look at it, and I can see what's going on. I know how a traffic light works. I know when cars are stopped. I can figure this out.
Hmm.
I presume that the crosswalk buttons are for mothers with baby buggies and the geriatric. If you can't get across a street by looking at the lights and seeing which cars are stopped, you're a mental invalid. And I'm not saying there aren't mental invalids. By all means, let's have these little lights for them. But, yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes I park across the street from a restaurant, because that's how parking works here in Keene, New Hampshire.
Sure.
And I'm not going to go all the way down to the light 200 feet away to cross so that I can then walk another 200 feet back to the restaurant, when I could just wait until no cars are doing anything and walk across the street. No crosswalk needed. I don't need to stand in a crosswalk like a sanctimonious a-hole and demand that every car stop for my forward progress. To me, it's bad behavior. But here in New Hampshire, it's the whole drive with courtesy, and there's this big fine for not yielding to somebody in a crosswalk and all that stuff. And these pedestrians get so sanctimonious about it. I'm like, just go. I can get past the car. Don't worry.
Yeah. Well, the drivers irritate me, too, because I'll be standing on the side of the road, and they'll stop their car.
Right.
And it's like, just go.
Well, that's got to be fear-based, right? You're somewhere near the crosswalk, so they're like there trying to wave you across. I don't want to cross the street. I'm standing here. I'll cross the street when I'm ready. Thank you.
It's social pressure-based, but we got a caller?
Yeah, we got a caller. Let's go to Joe, calling in from Florida. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Joe,
what are you
doing?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just want to thank you guys for your format. I'm a 51-year-old radio talk show junkie, and I've listened to everybody and everything over 20 years, and I've finally found a format that I think free-thinking, educated people can enjoy, and that's your guys' show.
Well, thanks. Well,
thank you.
And did you find us on the radio, or how are you listening?
I found you guys late night on the radio here in Vero Beach, Florida. And, you know, after raising my kids and trying to figure out what I really wanted to do with my free time, I decided I want to become a libertarian.
Groovy. Well, the world needs more of those.
I'll tell you this. The guy who used to manage the station group down there in Vero, Big Jim Davis, the voice of WOR-FM in New York City, is the one that gave Ian and I our sort of our break on radio. He's the one who put the show on the air for the first time on a little 3,500-watt FM in Sarasota. Actually, it was licensed to Rotunda, Florida, and sometimes on a good night it would make it into Sarasota. And, I mean, you know, the first night was a Sunday night from 7 to 11, which, as you know, is Siberia, you know. And we were wall-to-wall calls on a local station, and they were delighted to have us, and shortly we were weeknights. So, yeah, Vero holds a special place in my heart.
Oh, that's awesome, yeah. But you guys keep doing what you're doing. We appreciate it. I'm out here preaching the message. I'm, you know, in college I was a Democrat. After I had kids, I was Republican. And now that I've raised my kids, I'm a libertarian. So,
well, nice. One of the things we've done is many of us have, many of the libertarians, and I'm not saying you want to do this, I'm just telling people who might consider it, is that we picked up and moved to New Hampshire. There are, at this point, 5,000 Free State Project members and many others that have moved for the Great Freedom Migration for a variety of reasons. The idea is just to concentrate as many libertarians in one state and see what that does. So maybe you'll come up to Forkfest and hang out with us.
Reinforce us, bro. We need your kind up here.
Okay. All right. I'm for the while, I'm going to hold the fort down here and try to sell off my property when it goes up, and then I'll make a move.
Thanks for the call, Joe. Appreciate it.
We'll keep a light on for you.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's the idea with New Hampshire. We don't know how it's going to work out having all these libertarians here, but at least we have somebody to talk to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So nice to once in a while interact with somebody who doesn't think I'm crazy.
Well, we still think that.
Well, doesn't think I'm wrong.
Thank you, Pope Nobody, as if to punctuate it. Check us out at freetalklive.com. Sign up for our newsletter. It's right there on the front page, freetalklive.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale, totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.